And the last we heard was that the United States Supreme Court's six conservative justices had been expressing doubt during oral arguments Friday about the Biden administration's authority to require that more than 80 million workers nationwide get a COVID vaccine or get tested regularly. Obviously, a guy who's been following this on behalf of the Small Business Association of Michigan is the president and CEO, our former lieutenant governor, Brian Kelly, who's on the other end of our line right now. Brian, Happy New Year. Nice to have you back on the show.
Happy New Year, Paul. Great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
It seems like things may be going your way, so to speak. Tell me what the latest as you see it.
Well, I was kind of hopeful that we would have at least a stay over the weekend. So, you know, that this thing, parts of the mandate go into effect yet today. So kind of on pins and needles waiting. But the way that the questioning went on Friday did give some comfort that that the justices seemed, the balance of them seemed very skeptical, including even John Roberts. You know, John Roberts hadn't really been a reliable conservative justice in his time in the court, and even he seemed skeptical of the OSHA part of this rule. Keep in mind they considered two different cases. There's OSHA and then CMS, the CMS rule that governs healthcare workers. I thought the later part of the questioning on the healthcare workers seemed less clear that they were inclined to strike it down, but you never know. Sometimes they're playing devil's advocate. So at this point, we're just waiting and hoping yet today even to hear something, either a stay or maybe a decision.
In the end, what will this mean to your members of the Small Business Association of Michigan? I thought the biggest issue was people, basically bigger businesses with more employees than you would normally consider in a small business.
About 1,400 of our members have more than 100 employees. That 100 employee threshold is not, that doesn't mean small businesses aren't affected in several ways. First is, obviously, a lot of small businesses have more than 100 employees. Even the federal government's own definition for the SBA goes up to 500 employees. But there's also an effect across the landscape that a lot of small businesses rely on bigger companies with supply chains and suppliers in order to do what they do. And there are workforce shortages that are absolutely extraordinary right now that really most business owners tell me that they have not ever experienced anything like this since they've been in business. And so anything that would serve to further reduce the availability of workers or to reduce the productivity of workers, because keep in mind that even those who choose testing over vaccination, it's wholly unrealistic to expect that employees are going to pay for their own tests. It's also wholly unrealistic that they're going to get tests on their own time. And so the productivity of your current employees goes down as well. They just cannot afford to have that when we have labor force participation rates at such low rates right now.
And those low rates would get lower because there's a lot of people believe a lot of people will quit before they'll get vaccinated, if it's demanded that they get vaccinated, they'll just walk away from the job.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, when you heard the government making the arguments on Friday, that was one of the parts that was most frustrating. And they said, well, but most won't quit. Keep in mind that we already have extremely disruptive workforce shortages right now. Even a small incremental increase is that much more damaging because it's starting from a place of shortage. So it's just every percent that you take off the workforce at this point hurts more than the one before.
Well, you've got the argument on the other side with the Solicitor General saying this is the, quote, deadliest pandemic in American history, and it poses a particularly acute workplace danger. OSHA has the authority to issue emergency rules in the case of such grave danger. Quote, workers are getting sick and dying every day because of their exposure to the virus at work. So that's their argument at this point. But
if you were to look at the state of Michigan's own statistics, Paul, you would see that the outbreaks are not the major source of spread of the virus. I mean, our government's own statistics say that the workplace, ironically, is one of the safer places that our people are each day, because it's structured. There's more chance that their protocols and rules will be followed there than almost any other place in a person's life.
You know, I understand that. I agree, and I appreciate that. I just don't have a quick answer for you, other than I don't think that the government should be allowed to continue to overstep, overreach, as they have in so many other ways, to fit their needs. And I'm glad that at least in this case, the United States Supreme Court is going to stand up and give us a ruling on this. And I'm with you. I kind of thought something would have happened over the weekend, because we're running out of time here.
Yeah, so it's something that we're really, you know, it's critically important that we get an answer on this soon, but I want to make sure that we get the right answer, because yes, this is related directly to the pandemic, but the idea of giving this power to OSHA, to where you essentially have public health policing powers, which have been reserved for the states before now, this is a huge, huge decision in terms of the very role of our federal government, and one that I think it would be really problematic in the future if the way that they're able to use this set of laws, because they're using several of them to try to piece together a federal authority that they've never had before, I think is problematic. So I'm hopeful and just waiting and hoping that we'll get a decision, favorable decision today.
All right. Brian Kelly, keep up the good work. Stay in touch with us, please. Brian Kelly, Small Business Association of Michigan, President and CEO. Nice talking with you again, Brian.
Thanks, Paul W.